Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there, a variety of different ways to appreciate or to enjoy the show, including the newest one, which we'll tell you about, the new Free Talk Live listening app that is available. We'll let you know how to get that here in just a few moments. The we in studio tonight includes me, Ian.
Me, Taryn.
And me, King Mark the First.
All right. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. There is, apparently are some perverted people running around the city of Portland dangling sex devices from the power lines. Definitely
marital aids.
Okay, you can call them whatever you want. I'm trying not to use the word in the headline because that could be considered offensive to some of our radio stations. So we'll talk more about that because, Taryn, both you and I actually brought this one in here tonight. That is usually an indicator that it's worth talking about.
Rubber phallic devices.
That's a good way to describe it. I presume they are rubber. They look rubbery from the photo that's included in this
marital aids
article from Boing Boing. But first,
many people use those.
But first, we're going to go to the phones and to the fun because that's what we do here. We take your calls about whatever is on your mind, and we've got an update on Crom. You may recall Crom from Brazil. He was arrested along with three other people in Liberland. Now, Mark, what is Liberland before we bring Michael here on the line?
Liberland is a little piece of land between Croatia and Serbia that is that was not claimed by either country. Really, it wasn't claimed by either country. It was legally something called terra nullius, I think is what it's called. And so, well, what do you do with a piece of land that's not claimed by a country? You make your own country. So they did. The president, I'm doing my best. I'm sorry.
Didn't you get to meet him?
Vit Jedica. There you go. Whatever it is. He created a country. Mm-hmm. And they have really fleshed this out. They've got themselves a working constitution. They've agreed to the Geneva Convention. They've been recognized by certain sort of, including Free Talk Live organizations, including Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has recognized the nation of Liberland. And what they're intending to do is create a place, we'll call it a nation, create a nation that is liberty-oriented as opposed to the rest of them out there. So
3 square miles, the plot of land, basically in the swamp. Why anyone would want to be there is a good question, but, you know, it could be turned into something if enough investment was put into this thing.
Well, they want to be there because it's easier to create your own free place than it is to wrest from some organization calling itself the government.
Unfortunately,
free place.
The Croatian government is not interested in letting them establish Liberland, and they have been arresting everyone who sets foot in there, including Crom. He went to court. Michael is with us, actually calling from Florida. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. You got an update on this case?
And it's an unfortunate update because they are throwing the book at our friend Crom in every way imaginable. Yesterday was his, we're calling it a show trial because it wasn't much of a trial as we understand it to be. They sentenced him to 58 days in a horrible prison, that's just under 2 months. And really, the really disappointing part is that his attorney was not allowed to offer any evidence of his innocence.
Wow.
And we have plenty of evidence. We have videos of his arrest. We have a map from the Croatian government itself showing that this is not Croatia. We even have a statement now from Croatia about Liberland, where they have stated that it is between Croatia and Serbia, and they do not claim the land even still, even after Liberland has claimed it. But nevertheless, they are still putting people away into jail without allowing them to even defend themselves.
It's just incredible. Now, you were in Florida. There were people, I presume, who were there for the trial today and witnessing this?
Unfortunately, my understanding is that in Croatia, you usually are able to attend a trial. But, of course, they are closing the doors and only letting the people on trial and our attorney in, which makes it very difficult for supporters to be there to record this, to cover how
they
are.
Wow, so these are not public trials? This was not a public trial?
No, they're holding it in private, which I understand is unusual. I'm obviously not a Croatian legal expert, but by my understanding, that is unusual.
I don't quite understand how they even got around the whole jurisprudence thing. I mean, how do they even have jurisdiction here?
Well, the claim that is made in the media is that there's an agreement between Serbia and Croatia that as they are figuring out their border situation, Croatia is claiming that they have been given jurisdiction over this side of the Danube River, and that Serbia, where they both have claims for the same land, it has control over that land until they sort it out. The problem with this is that no one has ever been able to show us this agreement. We're asking for it repeatedly from the government. People who debate us online say this agreement exists. We say, okay, show it to us. Of course, no one has ever been able to produce this agreement.
And just to be clear, this is supposed to be an agreement between Croatia and Serbia?
Correct. And Croatia is claiming that, that A, this land belongs to Serbia. Of course, we know that Serbia states it's not their land anymore. It was historically at one point, and now they have taken away any claim from this land. They no longer want it, and they have stated so repeatedly.
And Serbia supports you guys in going there. Serbia's got no problem. Well, that's what
they haven't been making the arrests, but I don't
as I understand it, that there's a certain level of support there from Serbia. Go ahead.
Indeed, the local government has been very friendly and supportive when our people speak to them. The police have been supportive. There was even an incident where LSA members went into Liberland and were about to be arrested, and the Serbian police actually came across the river and said, "Leave these guys alone. They're not doing anything wrong." Nevertheless, the Croatian police still took our people into custody.
So even in that incident where the Serbian police were on the scene as well, Croatian police still made arrests?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's gone so far. I mean, they're so severely cracking down on the Liberland movement that a member of European Parliament came to this area to see Liberland for himself in person. And he was carrying a diplomatic passport with immunity against any sort of prosecution in any way. And they still saw his diplomatic passport, detained him for 4 hours.
Wow.
They had to let him go, but his assistant was arrested, who was traveling with him, and spent the night in jail and had to pay a ransom to get out. So
what has really happened with – now, Crom was like the 20-something, you know, close to 30th person arrested. What has happened with the other 20-something people? I mean, have they all been found guilty too? Are those trials still pending for some reason? Why was Crom's trial, you know, the one that has gotten all the attention?
Well, there have been a few that have gotten attention, depending on where the person's from and their home country. Usually we get a lot of press. What it is that most of the people who get arrested do not want to spend time in this prison because it is bad. There are murderers there. They're very violent criminals. They put you in the same cell with them. There's very little sunlight. Some of our arrested members were denied food and water for almost 24-hour period despite repeated requests. So this is not a place that people want to be. So the LSA's policy is that if you want us to pay the ransom, we will take you out if you request it. Obviously, it's better if we stop paying our captors, but we can't really force people to stay in these kind of conditions.
So what you're saying is most of the other people who have been arrested have paid the ransom, and so therefore they're not going to jail?
They are going to jail for a day or two, but even if they get longer sentences, we can pay to remove them instead. And with Trump, it's a very interesting situation because he was on house arrest for 8 days while they were awaiting his trial. And I believe he was even able to call into your show.
Yeah, he did, actually. Michael, if you want to tell more of the story, hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 855-453, the latest from Liberland with Crom going to prison. Croatian prison for something like 2 months because he went to Liberland. That's all he did. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the latest from Liberland, where multiple people have been arrested, and now one of them, Crom, has gone to jail. He's in a Osijek prison, 68 days.
Osijek.
He's in Osijek prison and is going to be there for the next 2 months. We've got Michael on the line in Florida, who is going to continue to explain the situation. So, Michael, what you were saying was they basically had a private hearing. This was, you know, this is Croatia. The rules of all the Western world courts don't necessarily apply. You know, here in the United States, we're used to the idea of having a public trial. In this case, well, it was not a public trial.
They should apply because they are, you know, Croatia, I'll remind you, is now a part of the European Union. So there's a certain level of standards of human rights that's expected of Croatia. So the treatment that our members have received in the last few months is absolutely shocking. There is an appeal process ongoing. Justice is very slow in Croatia, but we anticipate that the higher courts probably won't be able to get away with what these small local courts are doing to us. And with regard to Crom, something that is quite unique about him is that on the last day of his house arrest, he was given strict instructions to stay in Croatia, and they even held his passport. But he decided to do something interesting. He took a four-hour walk to the very place that he was originally arrested, where they're which is in Liberland, and they claim it's Croatia. And he said to himself, okay, if I'm not allowed to leave Croatia and you're calling this Croatia, I'll just go to this spot. Let's see what happens. Unfortunately, they immediately arrested him.
Just to make it clear, my understanding of the story is he didn't cross into Liberland. He went to the line and sat down. Is that right?
That is not correct because there's multiple lines here. It's a circle, kind of. And the river is one part of the circle, and Croatia, where he's coming from, is the other side of the circle. So he passed into that circle of Liberland, went all the way to the end where we cross when we enter on the river from Serbia, right where he was arrested. But he didn't leave Liberland. He stayed in Liberland, which they were calling Croatia when they arrested him. And he said, okay, let's see what happens, because in previous arrests, from the land from Croatia, they call this land Serbia, which is an obvious contradiction. And he wanted this contradiction to be right in the face of the judge just to see if we can get some ruling on this of some kind, because we've had over 30 arrests and they won't decide on this contradiction. Unfortunately, they just ignored the contradiction, didn't allow us to present any evidence of this, and then basically a show trial said 58 days, too bad.
And that's where he is now. And did you say someone else was also sentenced?
Yes, we have another person who is currently, unfortunately, in jail. He went on the same day as Crom, except he was representing the Liberland Red Cross. He has a bit of a first aid response background. And we have the president of Liberland established, because we are very serious, a National Red Cross Society. And he was there to observe and to offer first aid to anybody, including Liberland citizens or Croatian citizens or even the police, if necessary. He did have symbols of the Red Cross, and they immediately arrested him as well. And he is sitting in jail right now, not only because he entered this land, but they have charged him with using the Red Cross symbol outside of the Geneva Conventions, which is a little bit shocking just because we...
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty big deal. That's a big charge. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't hope for much more, honestly.
So how long has he been sentenced for?
He's been sentenced for 10 days, and partially because he was using those symbols. They even, as I said, they threw the book at Crom, so even though he wasn't wearing the Red Cross T-shirt or using the flag. They found a photo of him where he was. You could see the Red Cross symbol. So they've charged him with that and found him guilty without any defense from the attorney. So anything that they can do to basically intimidate us and to be harsh and keep us in prison for as long as possible or make the fine as high as possible.
So had Crom been willing to pay the fine, would he not have had to go to jail?
As I said, you initially have to stay in jail for a little bit, but my understanding is you can exchange your time in prison for money, basically, and they will let you go.
Well, right. I mean, generally, when you're saying you're spending time in jail, you're spending time in pre-trial, right? So you get arrested, they hold you in the facility until the trial, and then, if you get sentenced at that point, then you go back, or you can be sentenced to time served. At least that's how it works over here in the United States. A very interesting situation. We know that that's what Crom was going to do when he called the show. He explained to us that he was not going to pay any fines and that he would just go ahead and sit in this prison as long as was necessary because he was not going to bow down to the Croatian government's demands. And so kudos to him for taking that strong stance. It sounds like he's the first of many to actually do that. Others have gone ahead and paid the fines to get out, which means
you can certainly understand why they would.
I can absolutely understand why they would, but I also appreciate where Crom is coming from, trying to stick it to the man, because you don't want to reward these people for arresting these guys. And this just if everybody pays up when they get arrested for going to Liberland, then that's just a cash load for these Croatian guys.
Do you know if there's ever been such a thing as like a call flood or a large mailing to something international like this? Like,
good
we
question.
Used to have the mail to jail. I wonder what their response. They've probably never even seen that in another
country.
Know,
Michael, do they let even does the Croatian prison allow mail to prisoners?
I don't know for sure about mail. I do know that his girlfriend is unable to visit him, except for, they said, every 10 days, which, from my understanding, is very unusual. They're even trying to punish him in that sense and not allow him to have visitors.
Solitary.
He's supposed to allowed to make phone calls. He hasn't been allowed. Our past prisoners have not been allowed to make phone calls. We haven't heard from him yet. We're desperate to hear about his situation. He is black, and he has been treated with racism since he's been in Croatia. They have repeatedly referred to him, I won't say it on your airwaves, but as the N-word. And,
oh, man.
They know the N-word?
They know it well, and they're using it very frequently towards him, which is just very disturbing.
I blame rap music.
We're quite frankly concerned.
Yeah, I think you should be. I mean, these guys can do whatever they want, and they'll likely get away with it. And if it's as dangerous as a prison as you suggest, it could be it could get to the point where they have prisoners attacking him. I mean, I don't know how crazy this is going to go, but it certainly could.
Sometimes these countries, the smaller ones, not the United States, sometimes countries will care about petitions. There's been some success with some countries getting pressure if enough people sign a petition. Has anything been tried like that?
I've seen some petitions, online, even the whitehouse.gov, which we all know how effective that is, petition has been created. But something that they've been doing in Europe, which I would like to see expanded to all over the world, is that they have...
Hold that thought, Michael. If you want to explain, we'll bring it back. 855 450 free. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live. The latest from Liberland continues.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. And you can also get on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm to send a contact request along. And we will approve that. You'll be good to go to call us on Skype from that point forward. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
And Next Issue. How about a 30-day trial at nextissue.com/FTL? What is Next Issue? It is the way to read magazines for the 21st century. I mean, magazines, you know, you look at them, they're kind of expensive, they're going out of style, but not in digital form. In digital form, you can get your favorite magazines with bonuses like interactive features, videos, and photos. We're talking about more magazines than you could possibly read. There, I've got at least 9, I think I've got like 19 in my subscription list over at Next Issue. I just went down a list of like 100 plus magazines and clicked the ones that were the most interesting to me. And that's all that it took for me to sign up for all these. You can get Next Issue for as little as $10 per month. It's all the stories, the news, and the photos from the most relied upon sources. And it's good on your tablet or your smartphone. So iOS, Android devices, go to nextissue.com/FTL, get your free 30-day trial, and you can read up, way up on all of your interests, nextissue.com/FTL. FTL. It's everything that's in the print editions on the same day they hit newsstands, plus all the bonuses that you can only get in electronic form. Cool stuff.
Does that mean that you can pay one price and read all these magazines, or do you buy each magazine?
No. $10 a month, you get pretty much all the magazines you can subscribe to.
Wow.
It's incredible.
I wonder how they work that
basically
out.
Basically for the price of two magazines at the newsstand. If you want to get the weekly ones, it's $15 a month. So you for $10 a month, you get access to all the monthlies. And then for $15 a month, I think all the weeklies are included, so the newsweeks and things.
I'm still a little upset because I have been a Mad Magazine subscriber for 20 years, and I just stopped like 2 years ago. So I wonder if that's on there.
I'd have to check. I don't have the full list in front of me right now, but these are big-name magazines, People,
awesome.
Rolling Stone, Cosmo, ESPN, Sports Illustrated. I mean, just all over the map, different topics, different interests.
Cool.
Nextissue.com/FTL. Go get your 30-day trial for free right now. As we go back briefly to Michael, and we'll continue with more of your phone calls. Michael's been updating us on the situation in Liberland. He's actually calling from Florida. Michael, you were going to tell us something about Europe and a petitioning process.
Well, it's more than petitioning. We're actually showing up in person to the Croatian embassies to protest and to ask for answers of the embassy workers there. And we have seen some nice success so far from this. In Copenhagen, when we had someone from that country who was in jail, they protested for 5 days. They were able to basically close down the embassy for almost a week because of the protest, which basically brought a lot of attention to the cause in that country. We had protesters in London who went to the Croatian embassy there. They were able to actually speak with somebody on camera and ask, hey, why can't we go to this piece of land? To which he responded on camera, oh, you can absolutely go. He called it part of Croatia, and said, oh, there's free access, even while people were sitting in jail for going there. This prompted a response for the first time from the Croatian government, for them to actually put out a response, because of this video and their embassy worker. So these are some small things that we have been doing that are kind of pushing us further in this movement. For people who are just listening right now, just sending emails to the Croatian embassy of your country, the more they hear from us from all over the place, the more they realize that people care about this issue, and the more
That's what we've learned here doing the call floods you were referring to, Taryn, is that if these government bureaucrats who are kidnapping our friends, our liberty-loving friends, even if we don't know these people, just kidnapping liberty-oriented folks, if they are let know by phone call, by email, that there are people out there who are paying attention and who don't appreciate what they're doing, that seems to encourage them to let those people go sooner and treat them a little bit better when they're in custody. That's been the experience we've had, at least up here in New Hampshire. Other people, like when a Damo has been arrested, Damo Freeman from copblock.org, in various different places, it's people calling the prison, people calling the court. That seems to make a difference. Now, Michael, just curious, before we let you go, you're calling from Florida. Have you had the opportunity yet to go to Liberland, to go and visit that area?
Unfortunately not. It is quite a while away from here. I do plan on hopefully going soon. We've had a lot of Americans go over. We have some there right now. We've even had some arrested, which is the ultimate vacation. But it's a very nice area. It's very beautiful. The LSA has rented 3 homes on the Serbian side just across from Liberland. We have 2 large villas, beautiful facilities, beds, full kitchens, camping grounds, and we are looking for people to volunteer. So if you're passionate about liberty, you can stay there for free. We will feed all volunteers for as long as they're helping us.
This sounds well-funded. I mean, thank goodness for whoever it is that's behind the Liberland Settlement Association. Where would you recommend people go? The Facebook group? Is that the best place to go? Or the Facebook page? Or what?
It is. Just look up Liberland Settlement Association. You'll find us on Facebook. You can join our group there. Also, just emailing us if you're interested in volunteering. It's simply info@liberlandsa.org.
Thanks, Michael, for your call tonight. Feel free to have anybody call in with further updates from Liberland. The best way for us to get the word on what's happening is to hear directly from you guys.
The news sources aren't going to cover this as thoroughly, and you guys are going to give us more complete stories.
Thanks, Michael.
Well,
really appreciate it.
Thank you for covering Liberland, and thank you for recognizing it as well.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for the call tonight.
We want to be skate radio for Liberland.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in here. Username is lrn.fm. Let's go to James. He's in North Carolina. James, listening to Talk Radio 850 in Durham. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm curious, who's funding this movement?
I don't know. There's been a few. The Liberland, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that there's some, some mildly wealthy individuals in Europe that are funding it. I couldn't say anything more than
that. It's attracted a lot of attention. I mean, when Liberland was announced a few months ago, it got a huge level of press coverage internationally. There were quickly 300,000 to 500,000 applications, like within the first month, for citizenship from Liberland. So there's been an incredible outpouring of support and interest, and I would guess that it's not just a few people, but I imagine the funding is coming from quite a few people. But that's just a guess. I'm not involved in
it. It'd be interesting to see if we could get that guy to do some consulting and maybe do it a few places here in the United States. Maybe get some of Ted Turner's land out in Montana and start a new country.
I'm for it, but mostly what you got to do is when these situations arise, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get people to go there. So, I mean, I'd love to see something like that, a whole bunch of Liberlands all over, but they had a really unique opportunity with the terra nullius, this legal designation of this land being unclaimed. Ted Turner claims his land.
Null land, basically. Nullified earth.
I would think you could talk Ted into giving up a few bison and
Ted Turner.
Here's what I'd suggest, James. It's not going to be the same here in the United States, but the Free State Project is probably the best option here, where liberty-oriented people are coming together physically to one place, and that place has been chosen to be New Hampshire, and we've got over 1,500 people who've moved here now. Over 1,700 actually are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The three of us in the studio are early movers. We're looking to get 20,000 signed up over at freestateproject.org to pledge to make the move here, and then to get active to work to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. But, you know, the more secession movements we can see around the country, the better. I think that's another important idea. And there's actually news about Texas and their secession movement, which we can talk about here in a little bit. Anything else, James, you want to share tonight?
Texas would be interesting. It's my understanding they're the only state in the union that joined the union by treaty. And in my mind, they should be able to renegotiate the treaty.
Yeah.
Everybody should be able to leave the union. Thanks for the call, James. I appreciate it.
I should, but...
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you can join, you should be able to exit. But what's going on in Texas? Looks like they are going, hitting the road, and going on a speaking tour. The Texas Secession Movement. Looking to spread the idea, and I got to hand it to him. It's a great idea to go on a speaking tour for this. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. We got time for you to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can, of course, join us via Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. We have an app, and it's so
finally
new, it's so new that I have not yet even made the banner graphics. Like, I need to put up a banner on the site, and probably need to add the app to the website as well. I haven't gotten to that yet. I got the news today that they are done. They're online, and you can find it in your favorite Apple or Android store. Search for LRN.FM. Searching for Free Talk Live is not working at this moment, but I'll see if I can get that fixed. It's an LRN.FM/Free Talk Live app. You can listen to both of the streams. In fact, you can listen to all of those streams because there's different bandwidths. So if you want to listen at a low bandwidth, you can do that, or mid bandwidth, or high bandwidth. So that's changeable within the app settings. And it's nice. It works. It's the first version. There's going to be a couple new additions. There's a few tweaks that I've asked them to make to it that they're going to add in, like a link to the program guide for LRN.FM. And right now, though, you can easily go and you can tune into the Free Talk live streams 24 hours a day and listen to LRN.FM with a new LRN.FM app available for both Android and iPhone. The best way to get it, I think, will probably be to go to either Android.lrn.fm or apple.lrn.fm. I made a couple of short links there. So Android or apple.lrn.fm, and that will take you straight to the entries in the appropriate stores. It should make it easy for you to install them. At some point, I'll get banner graphics up and we'll put the links up. If you also go to the mobile site, maybe it's easier to go to the mobile site. Go to m.freetalklive.com. First two links on the mobile site are to the Android and the Apple versions.
So nice.
We've been needing
an app for a very long, very, very long time.
Well, you know, Mark, we've had some apps. There have been listeners who have made apps.
I thought there was just one.
No, actually, apparently there's more than one. Okay. There have been a couple of different apps, and the issue is when, you know, and I'm grateful for everybody who spent time making an LRN or Free Talk Live app in the past, but usually with volunteers, they kind of burn out.
You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
And we can't afford to pay for anything more than that.
How is it different than, like, the TuneIn app? Or how is
good
it
question.
Different?
TuneIn would allow you to tune in to thousands of streams from around the world. This only allows you to listen to LRN and Free Talk live streams. So it's an app specifically designed for LRN and Free Talk Live. There's links to the Facebook and the Twitter, and you know, there's going to be a link to the program guide in there. There were some other features I could have put in, but I decided not to. I wanted to just keep it simple.
So, like, if you're talking about an article, it might be linked in there.
Yeah, actually, like the Free Talk Live feed, the Facebook feed is in there, so it's actually really easy to access that stuff.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's just a way for us to have an app. And that's kind of the thing these days, right? It's been a thing for a long time. It's just that getting an app will cost you probably at least $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, depending on, you know, the amount of features. You've been to the Peacekeeper. If you've been to the Peacekeeper fundraiser, you know these things are a very expensive to program.
At pk.freetalklive.com, you'll get an idea of what they're trying to raise there.
So we avoided paying any of those costs because there'd be no way I would put that kind of money into an app. I don't expect this app to be a top 10 app or anything like that on the Google Play Store, but it's a nice thing to have if you can have it. And so basically what happened was the company that does the listen lines, if you've ever called the phone number that you can dial to listen to the show on your phone, some people do this, not a whole lot of them, but there's some people who do it. Yeah, it's interesting. The people who do it tend to do it a lot. Like, they listen frequently from their phone.
To me, I don't care about the sound quality of the of what I'm listening to, so the phone's
fine. It's definitely
fine
the
for me.
Poorest sound quality.
It is that, but it also is the best connection.
Yeah,
because you don't have to have data.
I'd rather have low sound quality and less dropout, and you definitely get dropout with data.
Yeah, that's true. The phone line listen line does work as long as you've got a phone connection. So that's cool. And it's the same company that offers that. It's called a company called Audio Now. They actually approached me and they said, "Hey, we can give you an app for free." And I said, "Oh, really? Well, let me see what your apps look like." And they showed me some of the examples of, you know, here's what our app is, and it's basically kind of like the same format. So they basically have like a skeleton structure of an app that they can put different elements into. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they had to program this from scratch, but it still took a couple months for this thing to get tweaked and out the door. So this was a process, and I'm grateful that they spent the time on it. There's a small advertisement that is on the bottom of the screen during the app, but that's not very intrusive. And that's how they're monetizing this, right? So since we didn't pay for it, they sell a little bit of advertising just in. It's not a, you know, doesn't get in your way or anything like that. And so they collect whatever amount that they're selling that for.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm happy with it, and you can go get it. Go to either Android or Apple.lrn.fm, or just go to the mobile site m.freetalklive.com. The links are right there at the top. And it's really important. If you download the app within the first 30 days, this is what the developer tells me, the first 30-day window is what they look at to see, oh, is this a popular app? Is this app worth, you know, featuring in the store's featured items? So I don't know if we're going to meet that criteria, but if you're going to download the app, doing it sooner rather than later would certainly be appreciated. And please rate the app 5 stars, hopefully, and also share the link on your social networking. And thank you in advance. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Texas secessionists are hitting the road, according to the Houston Chronicle and the Associated Press, to bring their message of a Lone Star Nation to more than 20 cities across the state. Today, the Texas Nationalist Movement is kicking off their Take Back Texas tour, with speaking dates booked in hotels and other venues throughout North, East, and Central Texas. The group says it aims to collect signatures to get Texas secession on the 2016 ballot. Now, that isn't actually possible, according to the story here. Only the legislature can get referendums on the ballot in Texas, but the separatists hope to court volunteers and supporters from across the state.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sunday, the movement created a collection of Facebook events for each of their bookings. So far, the highest number of confirmed guests will turn up this evening in Tyler, Texas. That's 88 people. And on Wednesday in Fort Worth, 62. Now, of course, with Facebook events, they're really never accurate in my experience as far as how many people actually show up. You are usually above or below by some significant number, the number of people that will actually indicate they're going somewhere on one of these Facebook apps. But nonetheless, or the Facebook events. Nonetheless, I hope that they do see dozens of people turning out. They're going to be also going to several other cities at various different hotels. The Texas Nationalist Movement, or the TNM, could not be reached for comment on Monday. Secretary said all officials were out on the tour. In a statement on the group's website, President Daniel Miller said, quote, "This tour is our way of connecting with the thousands of Texans who have pledged their support to our cause and makes a statement about the direction of the Texas Nationalist Movement. The relentless march to identify, communicate with, and organize TNM supporters who are seeking to work for the independence of Texas is paramount at this point."
Now, I'm for there being sort of more nations as opposed to fewer, because I think that what we see is, you know, when you see this, you know, fractionalized national identity, is that people are getting better representation. If you're one person in 300 million, you're clearly not going to get the same representation as if you're one person in, say, if Wyoming seceded 600,000. That much is, you know, clear and obvious to me. There's nations like Iceland, for instance. I think they're, you just looked up 30,000.
320,000.
320,000, I'm sorry. 320,000 people in Iceland. You know, you're going to get pretty good representation in Iceland, comparatively. But one of the things I wonder about is what is the value to Texas and to the people of Texas of not being in the United States?
Well, I don't live in Texas, so I guess I couldn't tell you that. But I can tell you from my perspective here in New Hampshire, the value is you're not in the United States. I mean, you don't have to pay taxes to the U.S. government to support war and to support imprisoning peaceful people for having a plant or for not paying taxes or whatever.
You think
people
in Texas are concerned about, I mean, they haven't legalized marijuana that I know of, so they're not concerned about the plant.
I saw a headline that the legislature did pass marijuana legalization.
I'd be willing to bet that the Texas legislature?
That's what I saw. I saw a headline. I didn't read the article.
Great. At this point, still, Texas, pretty bad war on drug state.
It's pretty bad.
And also, I'd be willing to bet that Texas is in the top quintile of states that provide people to the military. So I'm not thinking that they're a particularly anti-war state, generally. So, yeah, I mean, it would be great not to pay income taxes, but essentially everything the United States government does for Texas, they'll have to do on their own. Don't you think they'll raise an army relatively quickly?
I don't know, Mark, and I really don't care.
I mean, I know.
I support secession. I don't care if it's socialists or Texans or whoever it is that wants to secede. I say, do it. Get out there. Get out of there and create your own thing. I do have their website pulled up here, Mark, which is new to me, actually. I don't think I've ever been. I knew they had a secessionist movement, but maybe this is a new one or whatever. Well, I've never been here before.
I wonder if they're one of the states that pay a lot more money to the government than
general
government. States. And if that's the case, I could see them.
There's a lot of reasons why people are upset with the federal government, Mark, and I'll go over their list of why Texas independence coming up in hour two.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. paranormaldate.com. Mark Rawlings, president of paranormaldate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at paranormaldate.com, paranormaldate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you'll